Namaha Namaste. So your 5 minutes of self-care. I'm going to change this a little bit up. It's more like your well-being factor. And I'm saying well-being because I just realized that in our society that we live in, no matter if you work as an entrepreneur, family business, corporate, we have the tendency to look at performance, performance, performance. Everything is very performance driven, and to also look good to the outside, to your family, to your peers. If this is education, if this is the normal way for a career being 20 years in corporate, or if this, the house, the kids, a stable job, which is an illusion because it doesn't exist anymore in our days. And performance is even so glorified within our professional culture that it can become toxic. Because there was a really good podcast about a guy talking about the Navy SEALs. And they were comparing between trust versus performance. And they said they rather prefer to have a medium performing soldier, but can trust this person. And it's very true. Now I'm going to go further into this notion, self-care. Keeping your vessel healthy, your mental and emotional state of being at balance, to be able to perform at a job and to reach a certain key performance indicator. Does this really define happiness? Is that happiness? Is this the co-creation of your life that whatever you want to call it, God, universe, divine, and spirits has given you as the gift to be happy, content, abundant, which is our inherent right to be so, deserving of value. I'm bringing this up because I see it more and more, and especially looking at the family constellation and family businesses, that the discrepancies or argumentations or discussions, disagreements can happen within families because of exactly that. The conditional love that if you perform in a certain way, you will be accepted and not judged upon. If you do certain things, then you will be loved, conditional love. And this is very trauma-based. This is also the trauma that we have inherited from our ancestors. We have been conditioned during our childhood. And it is always the same fear, the fear of not being good enough and having to perform to be a certain way, to accept conditional love, to be accepted, to be part of a community. But it's only illusion. What happens if you are outside of that box? What happens if you act differently, you think differently, you have different belief systems? Then you do not perform anymore in that specific structure and programming. And your performance is, in this case, lower, which means we are judged upon that decreased performance level. And we receive, in this way, conditional, well, judgment, not necessary love, not necessary appreciation, or not necessarily seen as a human being that is inherently already deserving of unconditional love. And this is the big difference. In our performance pushing culture, like I can tell you, you can have so much self-care, you can do so many meditation practices, you can do so many martial arts moves, but if you don't find that self-love, that unconditional self-love, that you know exactly when to stop to perform, when to stop to understand I'm actually doing this self-care only to be able to fulfill a certain role, to be accepted by society or by the family or by your peers or by your partner, whatever you want to call them. And it is not real. It's just an illusion. It's not sustainable long-term wise, because this will make us sick. This will create disease. And it is even worse when you grow up in a society or you grow up in a family where it will be brushed off how you feel and how you think by saying, well, you're too emotional, you're too sensitive. Oh no, it's not part of our religion. Instead of actually being listened to and heard, because every human being deserves to be listened to, hear, to be acknowledged, to actually be there and be respected. And it's part of respect. It's part of unconditional love that every philosophy, every religion talks about. And performance per se, it is more important to be able to trust this person to have your back instead of performing a certain role to be liked by everyone. And that is the difference. And when I do these self-care tools or practices, I try to share them from a point of, don't do these tools to just perform, to just burn yourself out, to become more resilient. No, to become more human. To be a human, not a human doing. To love yourself more unconditionally. And to only allow people into your life who do the same towards you. And who leave everyone else out. Any toxicity, especially in your inner circle, choose your family. Choose your family wisely. Because everyone you allow in this energy field can either be the detriment to your own health or can be supportive to your co-creation of your life and your manifestation. And this is the difference. Namaha, namaste.